BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 58, verses 6 through 9. David looked forward to the day he would be avenged for the injustices perpetrated by the rulers of the day. Their lies were like the sharp fangs of a lion. They were asked to be broken and pulled out. Rather than taking injustice into his own hands, David asked God that the wicked rulers and judges vanish like the water that flows away and is swallowed by the earth. He asked the Lord to cause their violent plans to not be implemented to their satisfaction. David wants the Lord's righteous plans to enable the wicked leadership to melt away like slugs moving on a hot slab of rock. David waited for God to answer his prayer, though this meant he had to live in wastelands on the edges of the promised land. God eventually answered his prayer by removing every wicked opponent from the promised land. When Jesus was falsely accused before the religious and social leaders of his day, he did not say a word in defense. Matthew 26:53 and 63. In Mark 14:61, he did not call down a legion of angels to avenge him. John 8:10-11. Rather, Jesus trusted God, his Father, to judge correctly before him and his accusers. Though he had to go through intense pain and suffering, he did not raise a hand or say a word to defend himself. Though this led to his crucifixion and death, Jesus waited for God's pronouncement. God, Jesus' Father, loudly proclaimed Jesus' righteousness by rising him from the dead and placing him at his right hand. Quote, wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. Psalm 37, verse 34.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.